Osio Dizalag Nigadio Nica Dite Siwi Diole Ale Nigos di Dolielite Dizadar di Hotelak Nega, a letter like the Noica, to Lagierly, in the Uzalena, Mors, Sizal dihi, Dawaton, Osieke, Nidadan de Cohig. Doida, Yoski, you newest? See Hena, not a Hugo, he lead on. Nigadio, you gaunt. See Hena, though. You get access to a yard or dog car. I said, no, don't eat a lily, it's a disco tail disco here. So I said, oh, the go hilly dog you love, Tony. Are you here now? He was in the dining hall. Yucks got no gone, he got, I guess, eh? When I got here, no. When you go there, I hunt till I guess it in the last Tony, sir. To Neil of Tony. I hunt guess, eh? Send to dinner, sir. To your last Tony, when you go there. Then I will hear the go hill and. Dogelena, he sent the gorilla doggy lost on a high. No guess to see you, the assessor of the Zanel, Aunt Delagately, and Dodd's Snorty, the Dooley. A guy, Sewa, Mierling, and then Sago, Chanel, Canigida, Canigida. Tal, his Suzal, Canigida, Suzal, the Squawk, Sago. Aunt Nigel's Snorty, to you, to good look. So now Sago, Chanel, Nug, his Nug, don't. Aunt Delagately, you to not on Ella. So now, Sago Chanel, Nug, his dog, his giggy early. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller, and thank you once again for joining me today. I sure appreciate all of you for tuning in to listen to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by the Cherokee Nation. How are you and your family doing? I hope you all are well. With, you know, the coronavirus is still here, and we need to be extra careful when we go somewhere. We still need to take precaution, don't we? And keep up our social distancing and wear a mask whenever we need to. Hopefully it'll be over before too long, you know it? Oh, I sure hope so. Sure has changed our lives, hasn't it? As I mentioned many, many times before in the previous programs, things can change in a moment. It sure did for the whole wide world, didn't it? A lot to think about, isn't it? Our world can change in a moment. And this time it affected the whole wide world. It's still affecting it. But anyway, hopefully and prayerfully, it'll be over before too long. In the meantime, let's keep our head up and keep up our faith, okay? As I mentioned last week and the weeks prior to this, only God can help us through this time. We must rely on Him. So now, I want to give numbers to Cherokee Nation once again. But we're still not back to work full time. Some of us come for a while. And so forth, so please keep that in mind. And here are the numbers. First one's always toll free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And please note that somewhere so you can call me later, okay? And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, we're going to hear some more beautiful Cherokee songs. And our Turkey speaker once again would be Wayne Seven Star Belafonte. And I'll teach five more Turkey words. And I'll tell the Turkey Nation news. And we will hear another Turkey story. So please stay tuned. Ko higa siu ilos to wadu diz lak te kanogid. Di ilos jik to da ta daas ta ni. To lak ing oonis ga siu. To daas to na daalk. To yohusa eh higa saest. His ki gano digin hast. To da ga day yon. To lak ee lino digin otas. To da jno zalaan. Ani to lak ing no hea te tigesa. Da ta daas ta ni. Lesna. Let's start out today's program by listening to the Fairfield Singers of Fairfield, Oklahoma, as they sing Canaan and Where the Roses Never Fade. No, no, Idalantis, Kohig, Fairfield, and Dinogis, Taliga, Dinogiti, Tadasti, Agay, Ganani, Tudoka, says Taline, no, no, Nijilaski, Anisko, Lagan, the Gay Son, Tudoka, says the
and I
now here's my good friend, Wayne Seven Star of Bellefonte, Oklahoma, as he continues today talking about some things that he remembered when he was growing up and so forth. He and I had a really good visit when he came here to the complex here a while back. He told me many, many things. Very interesting. Sure enjoy his interview. Wayne, if you happen to be listening, thank you once again for taking time to do that. So now here is Wayne Seven Star of Bellefonte, Oklahoma. Namaste, Tuda Sundar, Tuda Tuyohusa, Tuda Skardug, and Tuda Tuda Tarsahalisa.
Vi vakti í dísena ná í nák sýlgót. Ná neg a neil sí kóhýt í gaskeið. Dín að skeis geisa. Jú stú geisa. Skinna dæn ná hlæna. En að plóma dæja sér skýjóhýt. Quinton, Oklahoma, then how do we love Stanley? Nursing home, nurse care, negative stay there. Less, Gina Dioid. Skinner, nigger, then, eh? Can I hear you not, let's go? I say, Skinner, work squat. So no lay, ask a dinner, skask. Skinner, not learning, no. So, here they tear, so dig, eh? Skal jeg da der skæske de staler? Skal jeg de staler i dalle? Tal skoen af det ud det til der her jo hit.
Og så skal det du se her så her.
Ja. Okay. Skal nu nogle der der her. Jeg dalle er nær tonen der 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 her. Så det ting der i løb står der her. No, no, that nurse, no. Same date, no, get it, do they tear, so this? No. On the liquid, no, the geese, and the pilgrim, low income. Twit, I know, eh? Hey.
No, no.
And on a kislost, and
eh?
Austin, I'll stay lost, I want to guess. And on the other way, he caught the same day as you did, he said, the Bellefonte school. And the way he caught it. Got squawks through that hill, I could lose the skin. And I said, no, I guess it's your sister, and they squashed down, quiz, I had the skin, it was $20. Cherokee Nation and go, quiz, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Cherokee Nation, there was a left stunner, they go, yeah, I can't see one hand. Det är till det jag kan. Så bor det i Nasland i Hävo heller. Ganska också det är till där. Eller så där. Ja, i Kahärs. Mig kallar. Men det var så där när det är. Det var så kunde jag ställa här där. När ska jag ska ha en tin kille till. August kallar jag hit. No. July så kallar. De sa henne på Smith. Okej, för det är där. Det var så där. No, 1981, I was with their tears and these, you know, they left down the whole cake food I had. God's kids with their tears and then they were down at the tail when they stayed there. And I know cake food, they would get the whole August Kalawakin and the principal youth Bellefonte. Basically, the way it's not long ago, the way they are over hell. Tall you know that turn out down there. The trip jar killer April. June, July, August new sun and they get lifts and all the scoobers walk he lead all in 1981 you dead as a dear. Why lifts and all none. Skin in the dough line. Stay non quick, cause we're not here together, but striving. No, I kiss you, no, Shanala did I not know all driving, but I kiss you, what do you let know? Why left on a state job? No, you did he lot know why lost. In May cut less. Next goes you dead here and they go there, bus driving. Yeah.
What was
the
luck
on this thing? In on there, yes, yes, Sisko. Next has not that here, I had to get here, you got. No, lower there. 57, never does they out that head you get, huh? She's really down bus. 57, that they out that head you get, huh? I not love a day and her mold away. Aska restaurant was that the art naska can her see stale has gael and bursi lit on. 1:30 of a dollar standing on the geeska. Bus routes and all that you look at snails and all the Tony left stand there. So we yes, they are no lay on the geese. Skin only get done, I ask you, look, say, no, no, so we walk. You tit no sla. Steve's not the tone of the not sad. He ended up asking if he looked at Dudley Sportman, if he don't. He's going to look at him. And then Steve, I can now say that you were a real good workhorse. He's a left on, I guess. I will say, hey, I've done it now. Well, I'm just doing my best. Link it down at you. He used to ask you to do it, he's a left on, I've done it. Kelowna, trust, good to you. Tools are can now out there. The data is a nice good day, he got not so old. The data is a nice deal. No one, none of that, not long a restaurant, also not only squad the steed. It was a nice day, also they got done, see, and none of you this day, let you wish they let it do the salvo, hell. No one's gonna take a little gossip with this day, and no. No one's like you do, Lana, as he's tested, no while in our tennis. Both we stone the job or stay hit, the link it down to the Z, or we stay the air, hell. No, part time and not his tail, eh? Thought we then you his tail, eh? No, I'm on the true Friday, on that song. Scared as you dead here, she's tail, eh? Skinner get down, I had no the bus drive, thought lazy, Lisa Dale. 80 years, she's dead here. So they said that in October, it's called a heart attack, and it's done there, yo, who's just kidding. It's in there, feed barn with Donnell, rolling it on there. Oh, yeah, do not sign on the lick one, that's all, huh? Now, you will need to say, no, where's he stay scarce? I said, so the thing that I left Donnell, I can see out here, yo, with it on the out here, yo, with heart attack, and it's done there, yo, who's just no. You stand it all over, that's not what you said, sir. She's now yours, get not done, and the dot in the end, and do not laugh. Yeah, and do low nuggets, he stays there, eh? Stand off, do not know the yours is in there, squash, take it to your hell. Got square to Nelly, and wiggle is not a lane when I love stand as yours. In there, square, so we owe it. I was the hand now, I stand there, Ellen. Are you the Lord is out there, turn the lane east? No, no.
These next two songs were sung by a group called the Heavenly Choir, and they're going to sing I Will Tell What God Has Done For Me. And the second song will be Jesus My All. No, no, Kalala de Anehi, Tundo, Dinogisk, Talia, Tuninogiti, Tadaste, Agaye, Onio, Idi Luki, Tudoke says, Talineno. And that's in the words, those are not going to talk to us.
Thank you.
Now it's time for Cherokee Nation News. Let me just remind you that many places have reopened, but we still need to do social distancing and wear our masks, especially out in public. And please, please keep that in mind, okay? We need to take precaution. I know we do have to go to town sometimes, go get our necessities sometimes. But when we do, let's comply with the social distancing and the wearing of our masks. We're going to public places, okay? Just a friendly reminder, because I want us all to be together for a long, long time. Så la jeg slet ikke nåt lade sig til og her når det er næsten udgået, da dagen er lige, du nu starter nok den næste i. Og så når så i dag da, da jo i det dag ses det, og så er det ses klasserne, i dag da har jeg skrevet nyst i den nye, se her når jeg lige da er hygge, det er næste dag alene. Også det der skal ses i løsle, når sidder lige lavet. Det er dog lavet den eneste øjne, og torsken gør sådan gør sig. Skulle torsken ikke, så der er en anden gør sådan ikke, skulle slå den til denne hæste, sidder lige lavet. Det er dog lavet det. Når du lærer gå hit, ikke lige gå hit af det, du walk til de sig. And now here's the Illinois River Singers of Chewy, Oklahoma, as they sing Guide Me Jehovah and What a Wonderful Story. Nona Zuga net di nogis, Tarago Jinogi di Tadasti. A guy, squat any sasti, Yehova, Tudoka says, Talineno, who's going to do you know, Kanoheda, Tudoka says, Ti.
Squat any sasti, Yehova, Elagi Gaye Saye. Jordan, you way, yeah, yeah. Noski Jesu no heski uga we you jila morai gu jino gista uspone do ni uro he you nai gu
Now it's time for our turkey words. And as you're getting ready, I'll go over our turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are the sounds. A, E, E, O, U, uh. And I'll say the English word once and spell it in the English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is the word heads. And it's spelled like this, D-I-N-I-S-K-O-L-I. Again, word number one is the word heads. And it's spelled like this phonetically, D-I-N-I-S-K-O-L-I. L-I. Word number two is the word heel, spelled H-E-A-L. And it's spelled like this, K-A-H-N-V-W-O-D-I. Again, word number two is the word heel. It's spelled like this, K-A H-N-V-W-O-D-I. Word number two is the word health. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. A-Y-E-L-V. The second part is spelled like this. N-U-D-V H-N-A-D-E-G-V. Again, word number three is the word health. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. A-Y-E-L-V. The second part is spelled like this. N-U-D-V H-N-A-D-E-G-V. Number four is the word healthy. It's spelled like this. N-V-W-A-T-O-H-I-Y-A. D-V. Again, word number four is the word healthy. It's spelled like this. N-V-W-A-T-O-H-I-Y-A-D-V. Word number five is the word heap. And it's spelled like this, U-G-O-D-I-D-I. Again, we're going to follow the word heap. You spell like this. U-G-O-D-I-D-I. And now I'll pronounce these words. Number one is the word heads. It's pronounced like this. D-N-I-S-C-O-L-E. 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 Number two is the word heel. It's pronounced like this. Ka-N-W-O-T-E. 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 Number three is the word health. A two-part word. First part, A-Y-L. Second part, N-U-D-N-A-T-E-K. And together, A-Y-L. N-U-D-N-A-T-E-K. A-Y-L. N-U-D-N-A-T-E-K. Number four is the word healthy. It's pronounced like this. N-W-A. To he ya da. Na wa to he ya da. Na wa to he ya da. Number five is the word heap. It's pronounced like this. U go di di. U go di di. U go di di. Now I'll pronounce these words one more time. Number one is the word heads. Di ni is kole. Number two, heel. Kanawode. Number three, health. Ayera nu danadega. Number four, healthy. Na watohiada. Number five, heap. Ugo didi. I think about a couple of these words. There's a N sound that's nasalized sound. If you have a problem with that, just practice it for a little bit. I know you can get the hang of it. And I know you can say these words. So until next week, keep on practicing. Now let's listen to two more songs. These songs were sung by Janice Ballou and the late Nan Butter. First song is Alleluia. Second song is One Drop of Blood. No, no, Janice Ballou and Nan Butter again. Taliga, tu no giti tadasti. Egei, Alleluia, tu toge says. Taline no sagu, iwa woza, giga, tu toge says.
Akin etliä sakelle ni toha ja niello.
Kalalo.
Kalalo.
Wichi kati.
Wichi kati. Ika naku wutan etliä sta na yulisika.
Kalala ti.
Wichi kati. Kalalo.
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 Wichi kati.
Wichi kati. Askani nautla ja kaki johistasi. Akisteliski ja kuatinissa ji. Wichi kata jika lalati kalalo. Akuo hi yosan akuo techi kawatiha. Tikwa cheli ya wi yikati kesa ye. Alleluia ya nati hanikata.
Chisa ya wa ti netlana.
Kalalo.
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 Wichi kati.
Wichi kati. Aska ni notla ya. Kaki yo histasi. Akista liski ya kwa ti nisa ye. Wichi kata yika, lalati kalalo. Akuo hi yosan, akuo te chiko watiha. Tikwa cheli ya wi, yika tikesa ye. Alleluia ya na ti hanikata.
Chisa ya wa ti netla na kalalo.
Kadadachaya daneli chisa o kacheli chai kawi yuhi o kali kali nana kuye no jo. Gila wistane.
joy go with you he cha che li ga no cha che li ga no joy go with you he joy go with you he oh ga che li ga oh ga che li ga joy go with you he joy go with you he cha che li ga no cha che li ga no joy go with you he joy go with you he oh ka cha li ga
oh ka cha li ga
joy go with you he
joy go with you he
cha che li ga no
cha che li ga no
joy go with you he
joy go with you he
oh ka cha li ga
oh ka cha li ga
joy go with you he
joy go with you he
cha che li ga no
cha che li ga no
joy go with you he joy go with you he
it's time for a story. And this story is going to be told by Robert Lewis. It's kind of lengthy, but it's a good story. And I know you'll enjoy it. And this story is going to be about otter and rabbit. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this story. Now, Robert Lewis, to do it, you know, head, you tell us, head, no, tiale, tiste, dot cano hell. I go, let's get guesses, I send us, I tell us, dot, oh, it's cano hell, aske, to that cano hell. No, you tell us, they can no ask, tiale, tiste, Robert Lewis, to do it,
All right, I have Robert Lewis with me today. He was with me here a while back, and he told a few stories. He's one of our Cherokee storytellers, the Cherokee Nation, and we really appreciate him and all the others who tell us stories to keep our traditional stories alive. And Robert, what can you share with us today?
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the older stories that I know.
Okay, sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a few of them from Chester Ossaway, who used to work in the village. Sam No Fire as well. We talked about Sam No Fire. Perry Van Buskirk, who told me a few stories.
Okay.
But from time to time, we'd sit around at the village if we had some downtime in between tours. And we'd be talking about what had happened or something funny had happened during the day or somebody had done something over the weekend they shouldn't have done, and we'd be talking about that. But every once in a while, one of the elders would start talking and tell about a story. And this is the one that I'd heard. It's about a otter and a rabbit.
Okay.
And variations happen with all the stories. You'll hear people talk about it. They'll say, that's not how I heard it. I heard it like this. And that's fine, because lots of people will tell the story just a little bit different. But this is how I'd heard it. A long time ago, there was a rabbit who was sitting there. And he came home, and he was going to go to a dance that night. So he got himself ready, and Rabbit loved the fact that he would go out there and dance. And he loved his tail, because the rabbit had a really long tail at this time. So he went down to the dance, and he came across Bear. Bear's sitting there, and Bear's stirring fire inside the ceremonial grounds. He's got that fire stoking, and Rabbit comes walking up. And Rabbit's used to all the girls looking at him, sort of like Elvis coming over the top of the hill. Look at the girls coming over there, looking at him. Here comes Elvis. So here comes Rabbit over the top of the hill, and he's used to the girls screaming and saying, here's his name. Here comes G-Stew. Let's go talk to G-Stew. But that time it didn't happen. So Rabbit goes walking on up to Bear and wants to know what's going on. Bear just starts laughing and says, ah, otter's coming. The girls are all excited about seeing an otter. They say he has the finest coat in the world. And so Rabbit goes, well, let's go see what this otter looks like. About that time, the girls start screaming again. Elvis comes over the top of the hill. So here comes Otter, comes over the top of the hill. And Otter's shy. Otter's sitting there, and he's trying to hide. And he's smiling, but he's waving. But he's not talking very much. But he comes walking up. They start to dance, and everybody gets ready. And Bear says, we're going to start the dance. Because Otter's come here to join us this time, we're going to let him lead the dance. So Otter gets up, and all the girls are wanting to dance with Otter. So Otter's leading the dance, and they're sitting there, and they're petting his fur, and they're all talking about how pretty his fur is, how soft it feels, how they like to sit there and cuddle up against it, and this and that. And Rabbit's listening to all this, and Rabbit's getting jealous. So when the dance ends, Otter sits down. Bear says, okay, let's start another dance. Rabbit says, I want to lead a dance. And Bear says, okay, Rabbit wants to lead. Rabbit, lead a dance. So Rabbit gets up, starts to go around, says, all right, we're going to lead a dance. I'm going to start. Who wants to come dance with me? And then the girls start saying, I'm tired. My feet hurt. I don't want to get up and dance with you. Yeah, I just want to be friends, things like that. So Rabbit finally sits back down. And Bear says, well, let's start another dance. Let's get one going. Rabbit doesn't want to do a dance now. Nobody seems to want to dance with him. So how about Otter leading another dance? And then the girls all want to get up, and they all want to dance with Otter. And this goes on throughout the evening. Bear's chuckling. Wolf's chuckling. Deer's laughing because Rabbit's sitting in the corner. He's pouting like a little boy over there in the corner. Can't do anything. Nobody wants to dance with him. He's getting mad. And he's jealous. At the end of the dance, Otter leaves. Everybody goes home. Bear is sitting there putting out all the stuff. Here comes Rabbit walking up and says, I can't believe nobody wanted to dance with me. And Bear says, well, some people have it and some people don't. I guess you didn't have it tonight, Rabbit. I guess Otter was the one they're all wanting. So Rabbit starts to walk off. And he's still mad. And the wolf's laughing and Bear is laughing. And the wolf comes up with an idea. Says, hey, Bear, so let's have another dance. And Bear says, we just had one. And says, yeah, but look at Rabbit. Look at how mad he is. Let's go make him go get Otter. Bring him back. Make Otter lead the dances. Bear thinks, that's great. Let's do that. Let's start playing some tricks on the trickster. So they call Rabbit over, says, Rabbit, we're going to have another dance. And Rabbit says, we just had one. Says, we will need to have another one. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. And so Rabbit says, well, what are we going to do? And Bear says, we want Otter to start to lead the dances. So I know he lives about 2 days away. Why don't you go pick him up? Since you're the messenger, you go tell him we want another dance. We'd like him to come back and lead. So you go get him. Rabbit knows what's going on. He doesn't want to go get him, but since he's the messenger and Bear's so big, Rabbit says, okay, I'll go get him. So all day he's sitting at home and he's thinking, try to figure out some way to get rid of Otter. He's got 2 days to do it. And he finally comes up with this plan. So he runs one whole day and he finally gets over to where Otter's at. And while Otter's sitting there at home, and Rabbit comes walking up and knocks on the door and says, hey, Otter, gotta get up. And Otter says, what's wrong? Says, Bear is calling an emergency meeting. We all have to go to the council meeting. Come on, let's go. And Otter says, but that's long ways away. Says, we got to run. Let's hurry. So they start running. And they run, they run, they run. And they're following the creeks, the rivers. And on their way back, Rabbit says, we need to stop and rest. We'll get there tomorrow. And so Otter says, okay, we'll stop and rest. What does Bear want to talk to us about? Rabbit says, I don't know. Call an emergency council meeting. Wants everybody there. We got to be there. But we'll spend the night here and we'll go in there in the morning. And so Otter says, okay. So they sit there and they start making camp. Rabbit's gathering brush. Otter's gathering brush too. They're looking around. The sun's going down. Rabbit gets a little fire going. They're watching the sun go down. They're enjoying themselves. And then Rabbit says, we got to be careful though. Otter says, why? He says, this is a place I've heard that the fire comes flying out of the sky. Might burn us. Otter looks at Rabbit and says, what are you talking about? I've never heard of fire coming out of the sky. And Rabbit says, yes, every once in a while it happens. And the sky looks like it might do that tonight. And so Rabbit says, I'll tell you what, I'll keep watch. I'll look out for us. I'll make sure we're safe. And Otter says, how are you going to do that? He says, I'll take first watch. Matter of fact, I'm going to take my coat off. So Rabbit takes off his coat, hangs it on a tree. And he says, Otter, why don't you take off your coat too? Don't want to get burned now. Let's take off your coat. Something happens, we'll just go in the creek. And Otter says, okay, that sounds like a good plan. So Otter takes off his coat, puts it beside Rabbit's. Rabbit's sitting there and says, let's get ready to bed down. And as Otter's getting ready to bed down, Otter notices that Rabbit's picked up a piece of wood and starts carving out the shape of a paddle. And Otter watches for a little while. Then Otter says, Rabbit, what are you doing? And Rabbit says, oh, this gives me nice dreams. I just sleep on it that night and I had the prettiest dreams in the world. Never failed. And Otter says, well, I want to have some nice dreams too. So Otter starts doing that, makes himself a paddle. They both lay down to sleep. Rabbit says to him, says, you go to sleep first, I'll watch. Don't worry about me. You go ahead and go to sleep. So Otter goes to sleep. Rabbit says to him, is the fire burning? He stirs it every once in a while. He looks around. Hour goes by. 2 hours go by. Otter's snoring. And Rabbit starts whispering over to Otter, going, Otter, Otter, Otter. And Otter doesn't move. So Rabbit says to him, takes that paddle he whittled out and sticks it inside those embers, stirs them up, blows them so that they're glowing. Then he takes that paddle and he tosses it up above Otter's head and he screams, Otter, wake up! And Otter jumps up and he looks up and says, look, fire's coming out of the sky! And here comes down to embers and Otter's screaming, going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And Rabbit says, dive in the creek! And Otter dives in the creek. He says, swim! So Otter swims away and Rabbit says, swim! Swim, swim, bye. Rabbit then takes Otter's coat, puts it on himself, hides himself, and goes walking over to the dance. He comes over the top of the hill. The girls are sitting there. They scream because they think it's Otter. Here comes Elvis. Comes walking into the council house. Bear says, all right, we're going to start the meeting. Here we're going. We got a dance going. Otter should lead the dance. And so Rabbit disguises Otter, starts leading the dance. And so all the girls want to pet him. And so they're sitting there. They're petting his fur, this and that. But the whole time, as they're dancing, Rabbit's personality starts to come through. He's a little vain. He likes to take care of himself. And he likes to be touched and hang around with the girls. But for the most part, he does all the talking. So as they're dancing, Rabbit's telling him, says, here, pet my fur. Isn't this soft? Don't you wish you had fur like mine? Don't mess it up. I've got to go dance with some other girls later on. So he's sitting there telling the girls this. Bear is watching, and so is the wolf, and so is deer. And after a little while, they say, something's wrong with Otter. He's dancing kind of strange, and look how he's talking. And so Bear says, well, we're going to stop and have another break, and then we're going to dance some more. But then Rabbit disguises Otter, says, nah, let's keep dancing. Get out of the way, Bear. Pushes Bear out of the way and starts to keep on dancing. After they're sitting there watching him, as Otter's sitting there with Rabbit disguised, walking around out there dancing, Bear's sitting there going, he's acting an awful lot like that Rabbit. Wolf says, where's Rabbit? I haven't seen him. Supposed to have brought Otter here. And then Bear goes, So Bear calls off the end of the dance, says, hey, Otter, come here. So Otter comes walking up, Rabbit's disguised, sitting there looking up at the bear. And Bear says, I want to know something. We sent Rabbit to go get you. What happened to Rabbit? And so Rabbit disguises Otter, says, I don't know. I don't keep up with Rabbit. That's not my job. Maybe that's a wolf job. I got to go dance. The girls are waiting. I got them all lined up. I got them number two, which one I'm going to dance with. Wolf says, but we sent Rabbit to go get you and never showed up with you. How come? He says, that's not my job. Maybe you should watch out for Rabbit himself. I'm going to go dance. And Bear says, I want to know something else. And Rabbit says, what? And Bear leans close and so does Wolf. And both of them are going, and they go, and they say, I want to know why you smell like a rabbit. And they grab his fur and they pull it off. And then Rabbit's ears pop up. And then Rabbit Otter's coat's on the ground. And his tail shows up. And everybody starts screaming, look, it's the rabbit. And Rabbit starts to run, but he can't run quick because Bear grabs his tail and pulls him back. Says, I need to talk to you. You got messed up with Otter. You got him lost somewhere. We want to know what you did. You got his coat. You got to tell us what's going on. They start trying to pull him back in. And Rabbit's screaming, let me go. And then Bear says, I don't want to talk to you one more. I want to ask you one more question. About that time, you hear this. And then Bear looks up and Rabbit goes running off into the woods because Bear has his tail. And Bear goes walking out of council house and says, we will find you. We know you're out there somewhere. You're a trickster and you're a liar and you cause mischief and things like that. And I have your tail. And now everybody will know that you're a trickster and a liar and cause mischief because I have your tail and you don't have one anymore. So Bear the next day gets Otter's coat and goes traipsing back, finds the path that Rabbit took, comes across Otter swimming out in the creek, says, Otter, brought your coat back. Otter comes back, says, thank you, puts on the coat. And then Bear says, you're welcome to come to the council house. You don't have to stay in the water anymore. Otter says, you know, I used to be afraid of the water, but now I kind of like it. I like staying out here in the water. And he thinks I'll make my home here. And that's why Otter swim in the creeks and why Rabbit has a short, stubby tail.
Now the next two songs were sung by the late Jerry Jumper. First song will be Don't Play at Church. Second song is Victory in Jesus. No, no, Jerry, do you today to get, huh? Talega to no get the talaste. A guy, you hold the go you he to dog assist. Talineta, do you say, good as a cogisti to dog assisti.
Ye hold what your go we ye, ye to love of God in ye, hoggy ye la hunty, ye don't ye love it, ye go. A your son of God and none, he said ye ya cunny. I'll let it go away.
chen no kis tis ka ye. Na kun no kan no e da ya cha te gan na te sti. E no le che ka las ko. E yu sti ye ke se sti. Na kun no.
That's it for another program. I sure appreciate all of you wherever you're listening from. Here in Tahlequah, Stillwell, Salisaw, Westville, Vernita, Claremore, Bartlesville, wherever you're listening from. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Dennis Sixkiller. You've been listening to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. Well, what's new today? Not a whole lot of anything, is there? I know, as I mentioned a while ago, there are many places that have reopened, but please keep in mind, we still need to take precaution due to social distancing and wearing our masks. This is a very serious matter, so let's don't take it too lightly, okay? The other day, I had to go to a store, and there was a man kept getting closer and closer to me, and actually, I almost had to tell him to stay back a little bit. See, a lot of people don't know about these things, so please, keep that in mind if you have to go somewhere. But if not, please stay at home and take care of yourself, okay? As I said a while ago, I want us to be together for a long, long time still yet. So please, take care of yourself, okay? But before we part ways, let me give you the numbers of Cherokee Nation once again. First, as always, toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And just note that somewhere and write it down so you can call me later on, okay? And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, friends, family, please take care of yourself. No, not to go there. Click. It's illegal. It's good. It's like, oh, the liquid, eh? Still well, saloon gay, eh? Do the dark line. Gugu, Kalemo, Halala here, you said that. You go Lielita, Scotel Elico here, a letter to Dartana, to La Conega, a letter like Dinoca, to La Gately, you do the Lena, Morse, she's all the Hindu dog with on. Go the who's the don't go here gone. Tata go who's the? You go ye gone, no take dog car. No, say a Hugh got he did on her, a letter hover. Nigga, you need to go ask, can only hear the hunter. Or can it get? Do you want us to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter? Or do you want to go to the hunter?